Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is attorney Matt Hill, who's with the Public Justice Center, or PJC. And Matt's here today to talk to us about the various things that the Public Justice Center is doing and trying to do to make Baltimore fairer, and especially in the area of housing and the availability of rental and legal assistance for those facing housing problems right now, such as addiction. So, Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy, which is good because the problems keep getting bigger. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, who didn't hear the show about a year ago or so you were on, could you tell us a little bit about the PJC?
Sure. Public Justice Center is a legal advocacy organization that focuses on trying to achieve systemic change on areas of racial, social, and economic justice. We have a number of different kind of focus areas, one being human right to housing, where I'm the team lead, workplace justice, education stability, and racial equity. And so in each of those different issue areas, we try to focus on, okay, how do we work towards systemic change? How do we take individual cases, and how do we work for legislative change and policy change and really try to bring about a more just society?
How long has PJC been around?
Been since at least 1985, I believe.
Getting to be an old organization. Unfortunately, that's because the need is big and getting bigger. What's your background, and how long have you been with PJC?
Right, so I started off in our appellate advocacy project in 2008. And that's working on appeals cases, really trying to show the appellate courts what a just society would look like and how they should decide certain cases to advance the law and really produce that change. And then I quickly transitioned. At that point, there was the mortgage foreclosure crisis. And so I quickly transitioned into legal advocacy around the rights of tenants whose landlords were going into foreclosure. At that time, tenants really didn't have many rights, and so we were working to make sure that they could stay in their homes for as long as possible and had notice and an opportunity to challenge anything that would seek their eviction. And so we did a lot of work on that, a lot of outreach, a lot of education, a lot of pushing for rule changes and legal changes that would protect tenants' rights more in that context.
Great, great. How can someone find out more information about PJC?
You're welcome to go on our website. It's www.publicjustice.org, publicjustice.org, or you're welcome to call us at 410-625-9409.
Thank you. Let's talk a little bit more about your current work in some of the areas you mentioned. And first of all, the human right to housing.
Yes. Human right to housing is a key project at the Public Justice Center. And we partner with various organizations around the city and around the state. Some of our partners are Baltimore Renters United. That's one of the coalitions that we work in. On the state level, we work in a group called Renters United Maryland. And in each of those contexts, we're really reaching out with all the groups of tenants and organizers and other advocacy organizations and saying, okay, so how do we really protect tenants? How do we empower tenants? How do we make legal and social changes that are going to keep tenants in their homes and make sure everyone has access to safe, affordable, fair, accessible housing? And it's a huge task, and we push the stone up the hill a little bit more each year, but it's an overwhelming sort of issue because so many people do not have access to that kind of housing.
Yeah. They can't afford it is the major reason.
They can't afford it, or if they can't afford it, they have a landlord who, refuses to fix the heat or the mold. Yeah. Or threatens them with retaliation if they try to complain. So it's about affordability, but it's about habitability, and it's about having some just basic respect in trying to secure a safe place for your family.
Yeah, and the tough thing about it is there are laws on the books about this.
There are some good laws and some bad laws, but there are some laws that protect tenants and make sure they have notice, make sure that they have due process, make sure they should be able to live in a habitable home. But what we find is that a lot of the laws are not very well enforced.
Yeah.
And so we're constantly looking to make changes and to say to the city or the state, hey, you need to take more direct action here. You need to have the resources to say, make rental licensing. So every landlord should have to pass a periodic housing inspection and get licensed. We have that actually in the city now, but it's not as well enforced and it's not as effective as it could be. We need to make sure that everyone has a right to counsel in an eviction case. So if you're facing an eviction case and the landlord has an attorney, then you should be able to get an attorney too. You shouldn't be stuck out there on your own because you do have rights. And one way to enforce the law is making sure that everybody who's facing an eviction has an attorney. Now, the city passed a law that's going to provide that right to counsel over the next 4 years, but they have to fund it and they have to implement it. And so right now we're really advocating with the city and with the state, which passed a similar law and needs to expand access to counsel over the next 4 years, to actually put the money into it and put the time and effort into doing it the right way so that we can enforce those laws.
Yeah, it's like fair housing.
Exactly.
Like fair housing. I mean, you know, we've got all the laws on the books, but unless there's money to enforce it and unless it's enforced fairly and objectively and aggressively, you don't really have the law, do you?
That's exactly right. So, for instance, the state passed a law recently in the past couple of years that would prohibit source of income discrimination. And so what that means is a lot of times somebody with a voucher, landlords would say, no, we don't take vouchers here. And the law says, no, wait a second, you can't discriminate against somebody just because they have a voucher. You should have to treat the voucher as money, the same as any other money. But that law has not been properly enforced, frankly, and we're still seeing landlords that have all sorts of creative ways to try to get around that. Like they're saying, well, you can take a voucher, but you have to have at least $30,000 in income, in order to rent here. And that's not a legitimate reason. The voucher's going to pay the rent, so that's not a reason to rent. It's just a way to get around, the law. And so we really are always need to be pushing the governor, the mayor, all of our elected officials to really invest in, robust enforcement. Of all these laws.
How can our listeners help in that area?
Sure, absolutely. So for instance, the city right now is looking for feedback on... one second, Bill.
Uh-huh.
Asking for feedback on how to use their ARPA funds. So these are the federal American Rescue Plan Act money. So you have $641 million. If you go to arp.baltimorecity.gov, arp.baltimorecity.gov, you can provide feedback to the city on how you think that $641 million should be. And I hope that you, one of your priorities could be eviction assistance, enforcing the laws, funding right to counsel, making sure that people have safe, affordable housing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's arp.baltimorecity, all spelled out, .gov.
Right.
Great. That's one thing folks can do to work on this, because if it wouldn't be for organizations like the Public Justice Center, and if it wouldn't be for this pushing, those, you know, the rights folks have under those laws wouldn't exist. And that's not fair. But we have to keep pushing in order to make them real and to make equality at least a little bit better.
Absolutely, Bill. And the other thing I'll say is just around COVID-19 is just what a huge housing crisis we're still in. And I know it may not feel like it to some folks, but for folks who've been working in the more informal economy, who, you know, mothers whose kids just got back into school and so they're just now able to go back and get a job. This is still a housing crisis and people are just waiting on pins and needles to see if they're going to get evicted. And so I just want to encourage everybody, if you are facing that situation, to go as soon as possible to www.bemorechildren.com. That's bemorechildren.com, and you can apply for rental assistance from the city. There's also a phone number you can call, 410-396-5555. That's 410-396-5555. There's also a list of the legal resources on that page, and so if you need help from an attorney, you'll find a list of legal resources, and you can get into the queue as soon as possible, because the sooner you get into the queue for rental assistance, the better it's going to be in terms of getting you that assistance.
Yeah, let's underline that. That's www.bemorechildren.com. Let's talk about some of the other things that the PJC does, such as you mentioned racial equity.
Yeah, so racial equity is really a critical value for our organization, and it really we try to make it a part of everything that we do. So,
yeah.
For instance, when we're thinking about in the housing team about what issues we want to tackle and how we want to tackle them, race equity plays an important role in that. And so, for instance, in Baltimore City, we know that because of, you know, decades, centuries of racist housing policies that have redlined entire communities, and just recently in the mortgage foreclosure crisis, targeted black neighborhoods and black homeowners for these predatory loans. That it's no wonder that then we look at a map of the city, we look at a map of the state, of the nation, and we can see this deeply entrenched segregation and the disinvestment in certain neighborhoods that have been redlined. And so one of the ways we've worked on that issue is say, hey, okay, let's work on source of income discrimination. Let's make sure that everyone with a voucher can actually move into whatever neighborhood they want to. And not be restricted based on these sort of this historical practice of discrimination that's been codified into social, essentially allowing landlords to continue that racist, that the practice that has this racist effect of refusing vouchers.
Yeah. Workplace justice.
Sure, workplace justice is a critical project that really is saying, you know, how can we make sure that workers are paid a good wage? How can we make sure that employers are not taking those wages? For instance, we have a home care aid project. We know that home care aides are some of the lowest paid and least empowered workers in the economy. And so how can we help to build some collective power amongst home care aides? How can we, you know, try to force Medicaid to pay more for home care aid assistance and make sure that that money actually gets in the pockets of home care aides? We also find that a lot of home care aid companies don't pay their workers. They just don't pay them for the hours that they're actually working. And so sometimes we represent those employees to try to get back that money that they're owed.
What a shame. But once again, pointing out the need for action and for people to get involved, especially those folks that are, you know, that are doing well in this COVID time. We need everybody to kind of try to help, because otherwise we stand together or we fall together, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Unfortunately, though, that's just about all the time we have today, Matt. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
For Public Justice Center, it's www.publicjustice.org. And our phone number is 410-625-9409.
Thank you so much. And, again, there's the address for eviction assistance to highlight that it's needed, arp.baltimorecity.gov. For rental and legal assistance, you can go to bemorechildren.com. I want to thank our guest today, Matt Hill, who is an attorney with the Public Justice Center, for being our guest today. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for your good work for all of us, and I wish you Godspeed. Unfortunately, though, for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time. Try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.